Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. California legislature passes bill to punish elder care workers who don't use trans pronouns. Listen to this. SB 219, which passed the State Assembly on September the 12th and has already passed the Senate, proposes to fine or jail employees of long-term or immediate care facilities who repeatedly and willfully refuse to use a preferred gender pronoun. Now, this is what the law in California is now going to say. This bill would enact the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender long-term care facility residents' bill of rights. Now, wait a minute. I thought all they wanted was inclusivity. If you want inclusivity, then that would mean that you want to be included in a current Bill of Rights, for example, wouldn't it? Mr. Church, stop throwing facts in. This is from the bill California's about to adopt. Among other things, the bill would make it unlawful, except as specified, for any long-term care facility to take specified actions wholly or partially on the basis of a person's actual or perceived sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, or human immunodeficiency virus status. In other words, you're not, if you want to lie and say, no, I'm not HIV positive. Yeah, you are. You're infected. No, I'm not. I don't identify as infected anymore. That's now illegal. That's now legal. You can now, it used to be that, if you're a leper and you're carrying around a leprosy, or if you're carrying around the bird flu or whatever, you can't just go into a civilian population and start snorting and sneezing and coughing and hacking and wheezing and grabbing people by the hand and sticking their fingers in your mouth and what have you. Oh, but if you're HIV, yeah, you can do it. Yeah, you can do that. In other words, it's now a license not only to deny someone the ability to earn a living, based upon their refusal to deny the nature of someone's sexuality. Now, also, you can use it as a weapon. You're HIV positive. No, I'm not. Dude, you can't come in here because you're HIV. No, I'm not. I don't identify as HIV positive. Sorry, pal.